Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The Bert Show.
Cassie needs an AI translator for the universe. She doesn't know what the universe is telling her anymore.
I don't. That's a great way to put it, actually. So I've not really always been a woo-woo person. I've been very black and white, like things are rooted in science and fact, and that's it.
This is the way you were brought up, right? Your dad's a doctor, right?
Mom's a nurse. Uh-huh. My sister even went into public health. She's about to become a doctor. And I was an English major. Like, who stuck out? But the older I get and the more that has happened to me, I've just started to realize there's more of a gray area. And it started when I used to have like visceral reactions to stuff. You know, you're wrong, I'm right. And then I would experience what the other person went through. And I'm like, oh, there's so much more here that I never knew. And that sort of snowballed throughout my life. So now when I look at things, if I have a visceral, like, I'm right reaction, I'm like, what am I missing about this situation that's going on that would give me a different perspective? And especially with my mom's, you know, looming terminal diagnosis, she has stage 4 cancer. I've just been thinking a lot, and this is going to sound boring, but about like life and death and philosophy and existentialism. What are we here for? Blah, blah, blah. Is there life after death? All of that stuff, right? And I just feel like the universe has been giving me crazy signs. And again, that's not something I would generally believe in because I think you can find them wherever. I think, Bert, you mentioned that the other day. You can take whatever you want as a sign, you know, or affirmation that you're on the right track. But it just feels like the universe is slapping me in the face with stuff. So like, I went to my husband's Kindle library the other day, opened 3 random books, unrelated, different genres, different authors. First one's character's name was Cassie. The second one, the character's name was Dr. Young, which is my dad and soon-to-be sister here in a couple months. And the third one was like an old friend of mine who used to play a pivotal role in my life. And it was just jarring to see. And I'm like, okay, 3 for 3. That's weird. It was 3 in a row, by the way. It wasn't like 3 out of 7. 3 in a row. And then I'm driving down the highway last night and I see a billboard and I know there is an Atlanta Braves baseball player named Cy Young, C.Y. Young, but he has a bobblehead out now. And so it's C.Y. Young right in front of me on a huge screen as I'm driving the only billboard down the highway. It is by the Battery in the Braves Stadium, but still I'm like, whoa, that is my initial C.Y. and then Young. And so I'm like, what is happening? I found out a person I knew who has my sister's name. Her mother's name is Angela, which is my mom's name. Just so many coincidences in such a short amount of time. I'm like, the universe is trying to tell me something.
Just for one clarity, for just one thing, the Braves don't have a player named Cy Young.
Oh, who's Cy Young?
They had a player that might have won the Cy Young, but they don't have a player named
Cy Young. Oh, is it an award?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So the universe is, that you want to take that one right off the list. Right?
No, it's still my name because it was still on the billboard. Okay. I don't care where it came from. By the way, congratulations to whoever won it because I see that name associated with the Braves a lot. So y'all are doing good. Yay. Do the thing, win the points. Anyway, so I've been talking about getting this tattoo and a week or two ago, ago, I came on and said I might have gotten a sign from TikTok, of all places, about a phoenix tattoo I've been thinking about getting. I hadn't talked to anyone about it. I hadn't emailed, searched it, nothing, just in my head. And the first thing I see on TikTok when I open it is a line drawing, a small, fine line tattoo drawing of a phoenix. Mm-hmm. Exactly what I would want. I open Instagram, the word phoenix appears. And so then my mom calls me out of the blue. She's like, I love the idea of a phoenix tattoo. That sounds great. I mean, she saw the segment, mm-hmm. but she hates tattoos. And she's like, it makes my heart sing. I think you should get it. So I'm like, okay, great. Everything's pointing me towards this. But I'm still nervous because I'm a Libra and we can't make decisions to save our lives. And then I talk to my husband, who has a lot of tattoos, and we decide I want to get my tattoo from Bang Bang in New York. It is a very famous tattoo studio. They do all the celebrities. The best some of the best tattoo artists in the world work at Bang Bang. So
like a year-long wait list or something like that?
Some of them are, yeah. But they did just do a new hire, and I happen to like her work a lot. So I'm like, I bet I could get in faster with the new hire. But when am I going to go to New York? I'm like, now we're talking a trip to New York. That's a whole ordeal. I don't want to bring the kids up there for this. Do I want my husband with me?
You have a baby in a tattoo parlor.
Exactly. And so I'm like, maybe this is unrealistic. And then in my lap drops a trip to New York for business. Our business manager hit me up and it's like, hey, we're going to need to go to New York at the end of the month for a business trip. You know, cool. Get it on the calendar. I'm like, yeah, sounds great. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. my God. And when we're done with meetings all day in the off time, I could go to Bang Bang if they have an appointment and get my tattoo. And it just feels like everything is falling into place. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for someone to tell me I'm stupid.
Have you reached out and seen, just see if they have an opening?
I'm nervous because I feel like If I take any action, it's going to unravel everything. I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm going to ruin my own destiny if I have a hand in it, which is stupid. The dumbest thing I've ever said. But I'm still on the fence. Like, am I making this up? Should I go forward with this? Is this a right move? Or is the universe trying to push me towards something bigger and I'm just like, it's a tattoo. But it's really like, no, there's a bigger thing here we need you to focus on.
Oh, you feel like there's a bigger lesson than just getting a tattoo?
Yes, yeah. And I don't know what it is.
I think it's like analysis of paralysis. And this is also
coming. You are the queen of that.
Yeah. But this is also coming from a guy that is just super spontaneous. And once I get it stuck in my head, that's it. Decision is done. And I just move forward. And that has burned me in the past for sure. But I mean, how big a tattoo are you talking about here?
Not big, like a couple of inches on my forearm. It's just my first one and it's permanent. And so I take that super seriously, not to say other people with tattoos don't. It's just different for me.
Yeah, you walking passport.
I love tattoos. I'm just very nervous. But yeah, you're right. Analysis to paralysis is one of my problems. And
I mean, was it really going to change anything if you get it done? I mean, what's going to happen if you get it done?
What if I hate it? What if I'm not a phoenix? What if I'm just a bunch of ashes and I never rise on the flames?
I mean, is there some halfway point here rather than doing something so ambitious on your wrist that you could put it somewhere else?
What about a tramp stamp?
If you do, yeah.
Phoenix tramp stamp.
I feel like that's telling people I have an STD. Like, it's on fire down there.
I don't know. I don't know how this overthinking works. I mean, I'll go to Mo on this one.
Yeah, overthinking is tough. At times like this, honestly, I just lean towards, if I feel like I'm getting signs, whatever the majority of the signs are telling me to do, I just do it. I put it in my head that I'm going to do it, and then I will not allow myself to outthink myself.
When I start going and overthinking, I always default back to my original idea. Like, there must have been a reason why I did it. Now I'm just overthinking, and then I go for it.
Reach out to the tattoo place. If they have an opening, you're meant to get it.
Oh.
If they don't, you're not.
Why don't you call them right now? And when we come back, we will see if you are getting this done or not.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Our tattoo place is open this early?
I don't know.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings,
cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.